Hello and welcome to another wrap-up episode of Who Would Win Masters, where we look back on last week's episode, your reviews, your comments, and what's coming up. I am Sam Proof on all of the socials, and today we are joined once again by Matthew Dawson. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. And
thank
of course,
you.
Oh, sorry. Go. Oh, you can
no,
thank
no,
people.
No, I just want to say thank you for having me back.
And of course, the almighty one, Ray Stakanis. Ray, how's it going?
Man, I'm doing pretty good here on a lovely evening talking about a Who Would Win episode where I finally got back on the winning side of things.
That's right.
Starting to get nervous. I don't like the idea that I dropped two in a row and then had the people agree that I dropped two in a row. Don't feel good about that at all.
Right. Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's good to see that the bribes are still coming in from both sides. So thank you, everyone, for supporting me. All right. And of course, I guess we didn't say this, but we are talking about Sonic versus Goku, Speedster versus Destroyer of basically everything. Is that accurate? Is that a...
He could if he wanted to. He just doesn't typically want to. What's my hair doing over here? My goodness.
That's usually my question. But
fair. I don't know. It's getting a little crazy on me today. I've been outside. See, here's the deal. This was the first U10 girls soccer practice of the year tonight, and I've been running ragged ever since then. I'm not coaching. Last year, I was a soccer coach. This year, they want me to be a soccer referee because they've seen this show and they know how fair-minded I am when it comes to competition. And I
thought
who
for
could
those
say
exact
no?
reasons they were going to ask you to be a soccer mom. But
that comes next year, I'm pretty sure.
Got to work on the legs. Good.
Yeah, I got to shave them or something. I don't know. Something. But I'm feeling good. I got my Dan Flashes shirt on today because it's got a very complicated pattern.
Yeah.
And if you get that, fantastic. We can be friends. Sadly,
just,
I cannot be friends with
crickets.
Anyone on this
nope.
show.
Not me.
But someone at home watching the video is loving it.
I put on the loudest shirt I own just to, you know, fit in.
Yeah, I feel like inadvertently, no matter what happens, without any thought on my side, I just pull the darkest shirt I have every single time by default.
You look
just happenstance.
Look underdressed.
I know, I'm like, should I have a tuxedo shirt on or something?
I mean, maybe that kind of doesn't sound like a terrible idea when once you say it out loud.
I'll add it to my Amazon wish list. Somebody send that to me.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So we're here to celebrate Sonic versus Goku, and we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. The people, you'll be shocked to hear this, Matthew Dawson. The people had a lot to say. And we'll get to all of it that I could find, all of it that I could gather. But before we do any of that, we do have two new reviews this week. Very excited about that. Sam, why don't you go ahead and lead us off?
I noticed you gave me the one that, you'll see. All right, the Amazing Pug sends
Welcome
us
back,
his review.
Amazing Pug.
Always. It says, Ray is awesome, of course. Incredible show because of Ray. Are you the Amazing Pug?
Wow.
What are the requirements to go on to the show? P.S. We need James and Ray back together. All right, so the requirements to get onto the show, we just need you to record a one-minute video demo of yourself talking, give us some mic quality, some video quality, throw down some debate skills, tell us about a hero you like, whatever, and then just send that to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. Boom.
I don't feel like we're hiding this fact. Like a lot of people, Matthew
every episode
Dawson,
we say this.
You know, but I'm just saying right now, like, I feel like every episode we tell people exactly how to do this. It's wild to see that come into a review. And I don't want to glaze over. We need James and Ray back together. That's a very lovely sentiment. I have, let me just go ahead and say this right now. I have extended the glove slap and I have invited James to come on Who Would Win Masters to take a shot at the champ, maybe around the holiday times. And he, up to this moment, has not responded to my query yet. So if you really would like to, if you would like to get that going, you could ask him, why are you ducking who would win Masters? Why are you ducking Ray? Feel free to ask him on his own show. Send him messages, because he won't respond to mine. I'm going to go ahead and call it out right now. I said, hey, during the holidays, we should do a home and home and give the people what they keep asking for on the show as a holiday gift. Crickets. You thought my Dan Flash's shirt got crickets.
Hashtag Ray was ghosted.
I'm calling him out on this show in a very welcoming and loving way.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
All right. We do have another review here. This is it's called Amazing Show! !3 times from Ultimate Happy. Well, that's a great name. I'm glad of all the happiness achievable in this world. You found the ultimate version.
That is a solid level of happy.
And you found us. And you found us. So, I mean, related? Probably. Anyway, it says, lots of amazing battles and so much fun. Great job, both of you. Also, can you... this? Here we go. This sends me. Can you update 2 times a week? Even if it's just 1 regular episode and 1 bonus episode. P.S. I'm not trying to be rude. I love Ray's reactions and he is funny. Hashtag Ray is right. Hashtag James is just. P.S. Thanks for coming back. I was craving. You already said P.S. You can't go P.S. again. That's
it's a P.S.
That's against the rules.
Is it P.S. Is it or P.S.?
I don't know, P.S.S. I have to go to the bathroom now.
Yeah, I just went.
P.P.S.
Thanks for coming back. I was craving for some Who Would Win content. Thank you very much, Ultimate Happy. First off, 2 times a week. That's... I only give you 1 battle every 2 weeks because I can't keep up that schedule anymore. Oof.
Life That's is, like 4 times the work.
Life is demanding, and you want me to do 2 weeks of work every week?
And there are 2 shows now, There's so they are shows, getting 2 battles every week.
This is my whole point.
It might not be as good as ours, but there are 2 shows.
I mean, look, that's for the people to decide at the end of the day. I love what we're doing here 100%, and I will put our show up against any other show who would win or otherwise on the market right now. I'll go ahead and say that. Also, Matthew Dawson, we give them a Mortalverse episode every 2 weeks as well.
Exactly. So some weeks they're getting 3 things.
Three shows, and it's not enough for Ultimate Happy.
We spoil, Ultimate Happy. More like Ultimate Ungrateful, if you ask me.
Wow.
I mean,
and I don't want to take it. Thank you so much for the 5-star review.
Yeah, thank you for the 5-star review, Ultimate Happy. We
love you. He's going to be changing that. I foresee this in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to read Goku, the next one.
Or she, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we could do a micro, like just a 2-minute drop of like, you know, I don't know what, like a teaser or just a, this is what I ate today. Like, do you want that, Ultimate Happy?
Sam Proof's vlogs?
Yeah.
We could get those.
Welcome back to the Sam Proof.
This is fantastic BLT, guys. This is crispy bacon. Sam Proof
breakfast podcast.
Little mayonnaise. Yeah. I do that.
You know what? I want that now. So yes, let's go ahead and
there you go.
Put that every day, every morning, a 5-minute Sam Proof drop just about what you had for breakfast.
Yeah. Who would eat? I would. And that's the episode.
Who would eat?
And I skip breakfast, so mine would be pretty short.
Nice.
You're not a breakfast guy?
No, I do that intermittent fasting when I can manage it. Where, you know, I eat dinner. I try not to take any more calories after like 8 p.m.
8 p.m. And then then lunch is like what, 12?
Yeah, between 11 and 1 usually.
So over 12 hours of a fast.
Yeah, you got to, if you're going to do it right, ideally they want you to go 16. I'm trying to stick to 14 hours of fasting. So essentially, as long as I can go, I'm done eating at like 8 or 8:30, and I don't eat until 11 a.m. the next day at the earliest. And it does like work. That's the crazy thing.
All right.
As long as you don't go nuts, you know, with your diet and you're trying to like do it.
Every day's a cheat day. Right. Yeah.
Right. But like,
I put ice cream in my cereal for milk. All right.
I fell off my game and I sort of spent the last few months, maybe the last like 6 months, sort of just like not doing a good job with it. So I actually lost like 25 pounds just doing that and not changing much else other than just trying to eat a little bit better. And then I gained it all back because I'm just like, blow it. It's summertime. You're unemployed for a few months. Let's just make it happen.
All right. Well, speaking of making things happen, let's drop some results. Can I get a drum roll?
You can if you just give me a second here. Here we go. Ready for drum roll? And
ladies and gentlemen, your winner with over 70% of the fan vote coming in super strong is Ray with Goku.
How about that? I thought that it was for sure going to be a lot closer than that. It ended up being...
I did. Yeah. Yeah, it was 70-30 for Matt and Sonic. Sorry, Matt.
And I do want to call out Lord Snurts is in the chat right
now.
Lord
Snurts made it.
Thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight.
All right.
If you're a Patreon member and you like doing things spur of the moment, you are welcome to join us for any of these wrap-up shows. I will post links, and they will be a little later in the day, often on weekdays.
Sometimes even for the right day.
You should be living on the West Coast anyway. That's what I should be trying to say. And sometimes I even post them on the wrong day and have to go on Patreon and apologize.
Keep everyone on their toes.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, my goodness. And he also says, Matthew, great job. Glad to see you repping Sonic.
Yeah. It was a long time coming. For sure.
Matthew, how do you feel about... Now, you're somebody who, when I repped Sonic the first time, had a lot of smack to say... A lot of I repped the character wrong. A lot of that, despite one slappy judge being the be-all, end-all of it. How do you feel now? Are you prepared to eat some crow?
I feel I've eaten any crow. I mean, I went up against Goku. You went up against Mario and Little League Ghost Rider. I mean, I went up against the guy Superman gets paired up against all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I held my own. You know, I think a lot of people would look at this matchup and be like 100% Goku. And the fact that I got it to 70, you know, we're making
that's
dents
an accomplishment, sure.
In the numbers.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
And I mean, I feel I repped him better than you did, right? You spent a whole third point talking about how he becomes a werehog in that first episode. And I thought that was just a tremendous waste of time. Almost as bad as when I was judge and you talked about how Cloud Strife would beat Mr. Sinister by cross-dressing. I mean, I don't know what it is about characters I love or characters that when I'm on the show, but I don't know. Sometimes you get them wrong, Ray, but sometimes you get them right. I feel I got Sonic right. I feel I did Sonic justice as well as anyone could coming on here. So I did lose the battle, but I think I won the war.
I think that's fair. I think you did, you know, you did do Sonic right. This was just not the battle for Sonic.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think it was a complete mismatch, but I did
this
feel...
This is not even a mismatch. You'll see in the comments right now, definitely a lot of people definitely agree with the opposite result. Let me just say that. Through the comment section alone, Sonic came up very strong. I don't think anybody, especially at the end of that battle, even if they came... And this is what I told people. If you come in with preconceived notions about this battle one way or the other, and there were both on both sides, you have to come out of it agreeing that it's a lot closer battle than perhaps you gave it credit for off the top. And if you don't, well, you're allowed to have an opinion. I mean, truthfully, that's what life is fun for, you know.
That's true. A lot of people asked if I was going to use like the Archie Comics version of Sonic, which is notoriously just a broken character, like broken in way more powerful than the character I represented. I wanted to rep the video game version. And sure. I know people are going to be like, I would have stood a way better chance if I had gone the comic book route. And
possibly,
that just wasn't the character I cared about. That wasn't the one that I wanted to represent. Maybe if I did, I would have won. Who knows? But we'll never know because it didn't happen. So sorry to the five people who read Archie Sonic comics.
You know who reads Archie Sonic comics? My 7-year-old girl.
That's
and
so
she's
dope.
Heartbroken. She cried at night. I tried putting her to bed after she heard that episode, and she was like, why, Daddy? Why did Matthew Dawson poop the bed so hard in this battle? I needed this, Daddy. I needed this. And I said, there, my loving child. I don't know why Matthew Dawson performed so poorly on the Who Would Win Master Show despite 5 years to prepare. My dear child, I don't have good answers, but good night. And then I slammed the door behind me like it was the end moment of the movie Saw.
Do you usually get woken up from your daughter for the reason of nightmares?
A constantly. Why do you ask?
I was going to say, that seems like it'd be a regular occurrence over the Cicanus household.
Well, that is more than you know. The point I'm trying to make in any of this is 70 to 30. I really thought we were going to be looking at potentially the first time Sam Proof has ever been proven wrong, which is obviously not the case. Sam Proof is infallible. He's done, what, nine episodes of this we put out there now, and you've been right nine times.
You've been nine for
people.
Nine? Wow.
Yeah.
Nine for nine.
I am the people's voice. Yeah.
This is crazy to me. And I would point out I am 7-2 in those matches. So I will take that record. I will take that streak. I wanted this one pretty bad, given all of the shameful, slanderous things that I've had to read about in the press 5 years ago. You thought, like, COVID was bad. Reading those comments was worse.
You know what? It was quarantine time. I was locked up in my room just seething over Sonic the Hedgehog. And I've carried that rage for 5 years.
There you go. Lord Snurts wants us all to know that Mario versus Sonic was an awful match.
Yes. Agreed.
Despite what I read about in the media, I feel like I did a pretty good job in there. I feel like I did everything necessary to win that version of Mario. And to have a judge say, well, there's going to be power-ups lying around that only Mario can use that make him invulnerable forever, so Mario wins. You have, Matthew Dawson, you have to sit back and go, that was not a good decision based on the arguments presented.
I mean, you wasted your point three talking about werehogs instead of Sonic's power-ups that make him invulnerable forever.
I didn't think I needed them, and I'll be honest, if you give me a choice of talking about boring old power-ups or werehogs, obviously that's
where I'm
going.
Maybe the third show every week should be werehog talk, because I could talk about werehog for, you know, an hour a week.
You know what? Hold on, the boardroom is telling me they're in, so...
They're in? Wow.
Werehog talk with Matthew Dawson. Werehog. Let's just flip it. Every other week we do Mortalverse, and every other week we do werehog talk with Matthew Dawson.
Yep.
I am very happy to put that on the feed. You know, we are the
Werehog
Who Would Win. Yeah, we are the Who Would Win Network. So if you have a show, especially if you already have been doing it for a while, you know, and you've got a little bit of your feet underneath you, and you think you want to be a part of the network, who are we to say we won't listen to that? We are the Who Would Win Network. We're not only here to host two different Who Would Win shows and occasionally Mortalverse audio dramas. If there's more to do, let's hear it. We're a network.
Facts.
There's 5 days in a week, really. Nobody listens to podcasts on the weekend. Yeah, I got numbers that prove it. That's my point. Anyway, thank you so much to the people at home. I humbly take this crown as your champion and say you are correct. And now it is time to get to the comment section. Put on your hazmat suit, everybody.
Let's do it.
This is going to be a fun one.
I feel like we should have a theme song for the comment section. Something like that sounds toxic. Something with like flies buzzing around.
Yeah, I'm picturing the Super Friends when they go to the Legion of Doom in the swamp.
Okay.
Yep. I'm picturing kind of that. That's the comment section.
I like it. Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to start with our first comment from Eric Hiding. Hello, Eric. Eric is one of the people that is actually, if I remember this correctly, he has sent us a 1 minute demo and has an interest in coming on the show. So maybe you'll see him at some point in the future. He says, I will be honest. Sonic hangs in there a lot better than I thought. I still believe Goku takes the win. Here is another reason. A lot of the things happening in Sonic's universe is a copy of Dragon Ball. Power Gems, Dragon Balls. Super Sonic, Super Saiyan. Sonic, Goku. Tails, Krillin, or Bulma. Vegeta, Shadow. And let's face it, you can't beat the OG original. Matthew Dawson, how do you feel about Sonic being a direct ripoff of Dragon Ball Z?
Wow.
You know, ripoff or an upgrade? That's what I gotta say, you know?
Well, things to ponder. According to Eric, it's a ripoff.
Eric's wrong. You know, wow. I mean, I'll just straight up tell Eric he's wrong. Yeah, no, there are a lot of similarities between the two. And don't forget, I mean, Knuckles and Piccolo. I feel like those two are very similar in a lot of ways.
You're right.
Can't think of anyone else off the top of my head, but yeah.
Well, there's the cool Red Ribbon Army, and then there's like a robot army in Sonic as well, the Robotnik Army, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there's stuff going on in both. It's cool. Look, I knew coming into this battle, Sonic wasn't going to be able to punch Goku to death. That's why I brought out stuff like him making portals or time travel and this and that. Like, I knew he can't punch like Goku can. He can't do that. So,
I have a question for you, but I think it comes up in one of these comments. So I'm
I'll save it for then.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, I believe the next comment comes from somebody who might be in our chat right now.
That's right. Yeah, we got Lord Snurts.
Wow.
Lord Snurts says, "Hey, Lord, I hope he's still here. He was going to hang out for just a little bit and then take off. But he's a glad Matthew was finally able to rep his beloved character. Sam the Sage summed it up perfectly. As powerful as Sonic is, I don't think he can significantly hurt Goku. For this round, anime nonsense beats video game shenanigans. I forgot to mention, keep the opening Sam rants. Headphones, you own them. Use them, especially in public."
That's just good advice in general.
That is. That's solid advice. Everyone should just always have headphones on.
He is still here.
Yay.
Yeah.
And yep, he stands
I agree
by
exactly
comment.
What he says. I don't think Sonic can straight up overpower Goku in a one-on-one battle. I think it would have to be a battlefield removal scenario or, you know, trickery of some sorts.
Yeah, we would have had to have seen something like that happen for sure.
Well, Lord Moxford says, and he put a lot of thought into this one. Because he had one comment and then came back later with a second comment, apparently after we'll get to it. I thought a lot about this decision. Listened to the episode twice. Now, that's a good listener right there.
That's fantastic.
You want to pick up on the nuance you missed the first time. In my mind, this has been the closest matchup. It came down to a point made by Sam Proof.
Hey, that's me.
Wow.
Matthew.
It's almost like it was 2-1. Crazy.
Well, to be fair, Sam, in his decision, would have made this point, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, I don't know if that counts.
Yes.
Anyway, Matthew made great points about Sonic's speed and power, but not how Sonic would beat Goku. Great point. Sonic is powerful, but a fighter, he is not. On the flip side, Goku is a fighter through and through. They're evenly matched in power, but this is a fight, and Goku is the better fighter. Hashtag Ray was right. Hashtag Sam was right. Hashtag headphones. We really hit people with the headphones. What you wear when you don't want people to bother you.
Accurate.
See,
look,
and
I'm
keep
just
the
saying.
Rants.
Everyone so should
I'm
have headphones.
I'm going to give Matthew Dawson some credit here because of a mistake that I made while editing some of the early episodes. Every single episode of Who Would Win Masters, Sam Proof writes and records and performs his own intro, like, story leading up to the battle, like I used to do for the old Who Would Win show. And he's done it since episode 1. And Matthew Dawson, around like episode 4 or 5, says to me, "Ray, you know what's missing from Masters is like a little story at the beginning of the show. It would be really nice if you guys got back to that." And at which point I go, "Oh my goodness, I've been forgetting to put them on the final edits of the show. I should start doing that again." Sam's putting a lot of work into that.
Loudest head shaking ever.
To leave him on the cutting room floor of the show.
You messaged me back. You messaged me.
That's the fourth thing that we can drop every week is here's the intro to the episode that you didn't get.
Yes, the fan fiction behind the episode. Yeah, oh, Ray messaged me back. He's like, "Yeah, we never stopped doing that." And I was like, I had to go back and listen to episodes and be like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did."
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a whole folder on my computer of all of Sam's
those
intros.
Could be Patreon uploads.
I'll be honest. That's, maybe like
at this point, maybe
when we hit 10 battles, we'll make a special episode of just 10, all 10 of Sam's intros. So you can hear what you've been missing.
Yes.
We're still not going to edit them in. Got it. Good.
No, I mean, no, they're still cut. Don't get me wrong.
It's
I just
too
like
late.
Having you do.
It's too late.
No,
let it die.
Ever since he sent me that message like a month or so ago, they have been going in every episode.
Yes,
if I'm
and they're
correct.
Great.
Okay, I get nervous about such things. Let's read the next one here. Oh, that's you, Sam. There we go.
All right. The next one comes from Diego J., who says, Sonic would be way too fast and strong for Goku to do anything. Sonic, at the very least, his super form has immeasurable speed, a level of speed infinitely faster than Goku, considering that Goku is around a few million times the speed of light. The gigantic gap in speed alone would be more than enough to give Sonic the win. As for strength, Sonic is easily on the complex multiversal tier, a level of power Goku only reaches by highballing him to the extreme, with a more down-to-earth Goku only being able to threaten multiple universes at a time. Not at all on the same level as Sonic, fighting against beings infinitely stronger than simple universe-destroying power. It's just simple universe-destroying power. Gotcha. Any special ability or skill of Goku won't matter, as the strength and speed gap is way too much. All right.
See, this is my problem, and I disagree with Diego a lot, because I think when you get to a certain point, don't things sort of level out? We're only talking about so much distance and so much time. Is that one, 0.00000001 milliseconds really going to make that big a difference in a fight between Sonic and Goku? He seems to think so. I do not. Fast is fast, and Goku can instantly teleport anywhere he wants to. That makes up for any speed. Obviously, Matthew, you agree.
I agree with him on the speed part. That I think Sonic is too fast. Like Goku, you were saying he dodges lightning. Sonic is running billions of miles an hour. I don't think Goku could even react to that. But I disagree, because there's this weird thing in my research where people think Sonic can destroy multiverses with punches, and because he's beaten people who can destroy multiverses.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Superman and different. Lex Luthor fight all the time. Lex Luthor cannot punch the earth and it explodes just because he fights Superman. You know, sometimes you fight someone above your weight class and you win. That doesn't make you God. So yes, Sonic can beat gods, but he himself, no, I struggled to get to that point where it's like he's complex, multiversal. Yeah, no, I don't know. He rolls into a ball and rolls through robots.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Our next comment.
He goes fast.
Oh.
He goes fast. He's got to go fast.
Well, this is super interesting. Our next comment comes from Matthew Dawson.
Oh, wow.
Who says, Sonic slams. I could write 3 points on why he'd win. So, Matthew, I'll ask the question our listeners are asking. Why didn't you?
God, ow. The ow.
No, I love the reply to that when someone said go. And I said, listen to the episode. I did it already.
Come on. People on the Facebook group, I'm convinced 98% of them do not know there's a podcast.
Yes.
Despite the fact that the Facebook group is called the Who Would Win podcast.
Yep. I like that someone said something like, very bold of you to tag everyone in this. And I was like,
I didn't put that comment in our rundown today. That I wasn't even going to mention it, but since you did, that is hilarious to me. How bold of you to tag everyone about the podcast that this Facebook group is centered around.
Yeah.
What a wild thing you would do. Yeah, man. That's pretty crazy. I like it when the Facebook group is, I'll just say it, too big. It's over 185,000 people, and it grows like 1,000 people every week now that we're out of Facebook jail in January. We were in Facebook jail in January, and since then we've grown the group from being about, I think, 109 to 185,000 between January and now. It's too much, and it's absurd. And let me just say that right now. But the idea that people will come into the group called the Who Would Win podcast group, and then we do the tags of everyone. I do the tag of everyone like anytime I drop a new show. I'm like, yeah, that's what you get. If you have notifications turned on, you're going to get one from the show that you are in theory here to support.
That is why you are here. Yes.
Yes. And I love it when people say, can you stop tagging me in that's a quick way to just get banned from the group. Honestly, like, what are we doing? I don't have time for your nonsense. If you don't like, just turn off notifications.
Yeah, mute it.
That, I don't know
that
what to
could
tell
be
you.
Our fourth show of the week will drop. Who would ban? And then here's just a list of people. These are the people that complained. You're gone.
I just most, like. No, go ahead, Matthew.
And we're definitely the most egregious tagging everyone acts we drop in the
Facebook
it.
Group that week.
Yeah, it's no, and it gets really gross. Look, I don't like being a Facebook moderator, and I really don't like it for a group that's over 185,000 people because people be saying the worst things in the world to each other. Can't people just be mildly kind when arguing about, you know, crashing action figures against each other? I mean, what are we talking about right now? It's absurd the way these people talk to each other, and I don't have any time for it. I just don't. But that being said, like, it's easier to go and turn off notifications for the group than it is to wait to find a post, go in and then comment your disapproval of being tagged. Yeah. I wasn't tagging you directly. What is happening?
Hey, Mortalverse Facebook group, we have 32 members. I love every single one of you. Thank you.
You know, you need to ban two just to get the fear of God and the rest of them.
Keep them on their toes. Just ban one person. No one knows why. But one of them's got to go.
All right. Lord Snurts is saying his goodbyes. Thank you, Lord Snurts, for joining us
today. Snurts.
If you would like to join us in the audience, join our Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. And look, I put the codes up there. You're welcome to come join us. You listening right now could come and be in the audience and interact with the show as we record it, all the wrap-up episodes. And I want that. I want to have you. I want to have this. This is a community-based show, and I want the community to be as part of the show as we could possibly get you. So that being
said,
you could
be here,
or else we will tag you on Facebook.
I will tag you on. I'll tag you on Patreon and really make it. Why are you tagging me on Patreon?
Bold of you to tag me on the Patreon I pay for. Very bold.
Oh my God. All right, Sam, what do we got next?
All right. What else is bold is Amar Biggs with this comment. Sonic, what type of question is this? That's it. That is short and sweet.
Pretty legitimate question.
He's got it
down.
Yeah. That's it. There you go.
Ironically, that's also what I said when Ray asked me what character I wanted to rent.
And you were right, to be fair. I should have known better. I don't even know why I asked. I should have just said, okay, let's work out opponents. Mike Mule Henderson. Mule? Mole? I can't do it. Mule. It's M-O-U-L-E. Well, Jewel is J-O-U-L-E. I'm going to say Mule. I'm probably wrong. He says, love Sonic, but ... Goku without question. Sonic is fast, but instant transmission Kamehameha wave, or even just as a race, Goku's speed-based form would win against Golden Sonic, let alone MUI form of Goku. Yeah.
He said Goku would beat him in a race?
Yeah, if you could teleport, you could win a race, because you instantly transmission.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Seems fair to me. Anyway, let's bang through the last few here, Mr. Sam.
All right,
this is
Jesse
a real long
Knight.
One, so you might need to grab some water first. Excellent.
Yum, 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 yum. Me, 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 me. Jesse Knight says, Goku?
Okay, thank you very much, Jesse Knight. I appreciate you saying that. That's very good. Bob Haviland says, I mean, it would be more realistic to have them do a chili dog eating contest and see who can actually come out on top. That would be an interesting battle. I think Goku might still win that one, too. I've seen him eat before. How is Sonic's metabolism?
I mean, if
it's got to be big.
I would be nervous if it was anything but chili dogs. I think Sonic has a real leg to stand on if it's chili dogs.
I think I would join that competition, too, just because, I mean, I like some Detroit Conies. What can I say?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's really the only thing to eat.
All right, moving on. Century One Shots says Archie Sonic, no diffs.
No diffs! He no says diff. Archie no Sonic diffs. Beats Goku without even sweating. Seems a little sus, but okay, we'll go ahead and move forward. Ken Bjorn Turner. Ken is also someone who has sent us in a demo, and he would like to come debate on the show. Ken, I've heard your demo all the way through, and I regret to tell you, you will never appear on this show. I'm sorry, Ken, but that is the breaks unless you send me another demo. I need more Ken demos in my life, so we'll talk about it. Anyway,
maybe that could be the third show. Just third all show Ken's rejected demos.
To be fair, we have not rejected a single demo yet up to this point. And you know, there it is. Anyway, issue is, as Goku charges his attacks, Sonic can speed in and hit him, But does Sonic have the strength to do any damage to Goku? Does not answer his own question there. Just leaves it hanging. Mm.
I think that's a great point. Because half of Dragon Ball is him screaming to do these attacks. And I did not capitalize on that.
It's possible.
That's on me.
That's fair.
Because I think that that would have been a great point. That but to be Goku fair, spends so much time charging all this stuff while Sonic does it instantly.
But what you're missing from that, Matthew, is he only has to do that against powerful opponents.
Okay, moving on. What's the next question? I'm done with that one.
All right, moving on. We have Delvin Cox, who says, great episode, but there definitely was some capping going on with both Matt and Ray.
Absurd.
The whole neutral battleground, battlefield argument Ray was saying about Sonic was a little silly because he couldn't say the same argument be used for Goku. I mean, that is, yeah, that's on the debaters to just put that back in each other's faces, of course. Also, bad writing doesn't negate that something was accomplished. Just because the Sonic writers wrote a ridiculous feat for Sonic does not mean he didn't not do it.
He did
That's
not do it.
A lot of double negatives happening.
No, you put the double negative in there yourself, Sam. It says, does not mean he did not do it. That is proper. I'm going to give Delvin Cox some run here.
Okay.
That was a misread.
Really? Sonic does not. Anyway, as for Matthew, so we were just going to ignore that Sonic has to get the Chaos Emeralds to become Sonic? Question mark?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
He has to become Sonic.
Sonic. Granted, Goku is dumb enough to let Sonic go get them, so he could get stronger. Stronger base level Sonic isn't just carrying them. Also, Goku has way more abilities than just punches and kicks.
I'm glad somebody here said it.
In the end,
not true.
I think Goku wins because Ray laid out more paths to victory than Matthew did this time. Overall, excellent episode. Also,
thank you, Cox.
And this is, I think, the point he needed to make here with this whole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, I just want to say, Sam Proof has been doing an excellent job as the judge. I know it's still early, but Sam Proof for Judge of the Year.
Judge of the Year, Sam Proof.
Is that a thing anymore?
I can't find an argument against it, if I can be honest with you.
Thank you, Delvin.
And I'm glad. And Delvin brought up the thing I was going to mention earlier. You having the sheer gall, the audacity to say Goku, a legendary fighter with millions of different techniques and things he can do, is a guy who punches. One of the most, in the history of Who Would Win Show, any iteration, one of the most absurd claims to have ever come out. Are you ready to apologize to the audience?
I'll apologize when you prove me wrong. All I heard that entire hour of debate was he's really good at punching and a little bit of kicks.
Sonic is just fast. Goku is just punchy. Yeah, there you go. That's the whole episode.
I think you need to go listen to the episode.
I've listened to it twice. I'm like Moxford, a good listener.
No, that's good. Now, if you listen to the episode less than two times, I mean, what are we doing? So I'm going to say, you missed so much the first time, and we need those clicks. So go for it.
I have, the second time I listened to it, with my wife, and I was like, hey, I want you to, be in the judge chair. Really listen, and, before Sam Proof starts talking, I'm going to pause it, and then you give me your thoughts. And then she was laughing the whole time because she's like, you made Ray so mad with that guy who punches comment. Yeah, I've never seen someone more mad. And then at the end, I was like, all right, who do you think wins? And she's like, Matthew, I know you lost. You came out of your room crying the other night. So I don't need this.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Let me say right now, you have a very patient spouse. mine has never listened to an episode of the Who Would Win
Really?
Show.
My gosh.
Never, ever. So I'll just be real. Last one we got here from Max the Man 1001. Disrespect to Goku and his universe was crazy. I love Sonic, but I believe Goku wins. Goku is destroying the universe in Super Saiyan God red hair form. This is weaker than Super Saiyan God Blue, which he uses with ease. Also, even if Sonic can hit with the power of the universe, we know Goku can take that because that's what Beerus was doing. Exactly. We have also not seen Beerus use full power, according to the writer. Then there's Ultra Instinct, which is like the kryptonite for speedsters like Sonic. That's the point I made. Sonic is powerful, but put some respect on Goku's name, and I don't even care for Goku. I like Vegeta. Rey did miss out on not bringing up Kaioken and how Goku would use that with his Saiyan forms too. I mean, fair enough. I did not mention that. Yeah. I feel like I put it. I had enough to put out there, and I only had 3 minutes. What are you going to do? A very entertaining episode is what he says. Very entertaining episode. You hear that? Great job, us.
I begged in all the points for Rey to stop saying that Goku could destroy a universe and give me an example of him destroying a universe. Could never give me one. And here we are in the comments of people saying, well, Goku could destroy universes.
Because
when has he destroyed a universe? Can anyone tell me?
Everyone tries not to. He has to hold back his power because, you'll love this argument, Matthew. He's fighting people who can destroy the universe. So therefore, since he beats them, destroy the universe. I mean, it's a very good argument, honestly.
Well, Sonic is then able to destroy multiverses. And
I mean, you should have made that point.
Universes and timelines. And,
you know, that's all I can say. Missed opportunity.
I guess we'll need a rematch on that then.
I guess we're going to need a rematch. You know, maybe we go Sonic versus like Captain Carrot. You know, we could really go for a kill shot on this one.
Yeah, but PETA after said, us.
We're going to hit the ad break because that took quite a while. We're going to come back and kind of wrap up what we've been playing, what we've been watching, tell you what next week's episode is going to be. I'm very excited to share that. And any last minute threads we need to pull. So we'll be right back in just a moment.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, we're back, and now that we've gotten all of that recap stuff out of the way, let's look to what else we'll be recapping. We're going to talk about what we've been watching and playing and all that. Rey, why don't you start us off?
Well, I mean, I've been playing a game that a lot of people have been talking about. This came out, I think, back in like April, and it's everybody's choice for video game of the year 2025 early. I'm, of course, talking about Clair Obscur Expedition 33. Now, this is the game. It's a JRPG-style game made by a French company. So it's very, very French, to the point where one of the early costumes you can get is a mime costume with a beret, and he puts a baguette over his shoulder. That's how French this game is, and I'm not lying when I say that. That was not a bit. That is a real thing I have unlocked in the game in the first 2 hours. Now, I'm still very early on. And there's a lot, obviously, of story, and this is like a 100-hour game or something, so it takes a long time. It's a turn-based RPG with a widespread fantasy theme to it, where people are trying to like go on an expedition to save the world from this mystical entity they barely understand, and you actually have to like dodge like it's a Dark Souls or an Elden Ring style game during the combats of a JRPG, which is a little weird. I'm not quite good at it or used to it, but I am having a good time with the game. I don't know. I've played a couple other games that I hold in very high esteem this year in The Alters and Blueprints. And so far, this game has not overtaken those games yet, but I'm still relatively early on. So there's plenty of time. And from what everybody has told me, this is absolutely going to be my game of the year as well. Nice. That's my story there.
All right. Very nice. Yeah. So Disney said, you know, if people want to keep complaining about them not putting out original content, they have to go see that in the movies. So I took the family and we did. We went and we saw Elio, which is, new kids movie with a new IP. And it's a kid who wants to be adopted by aliens because, you know, his real parents have died and he's living with his aunt and he doesn't know anyone. He has no friends. And it was fantastic. It was a great little movie. The girls really enjoyed it. But I thought, you know, the message was nice and the animation's great. And, you know, the characters were super fun. It went in a way different direction than I really thought it was going to go. But I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was well done. And yes, people should go spend their money on that movie so Disney will shut up.
That's the thing we talked about a couple weeks ago with original thing. People, every single time Pixar releases an Elio or what was it, Turning Red, and there was Soul, there were some other ones in there, and they release these original kind of new ideas and concepts, and then they don't do very well, and you got to read all the stories from the chuds online saying, is Pixar dead? And they do it every single time without fail for every new property. And then Pixar last year also dropped Inside Out 2 to $1.6 billion, the literal number one by far money-making movie of last year. So, people, I'm not saying don't go see Inside Out 2. I've seen it. It's very charming. It's lovely. I had a good time with it. But, you know, go see these other movies too. Thank you, Sam Proof, because I wasn't going to do it.
I was hesitant, and the girls really wanted to see it, and I was like, we could go see Lilo and Stitch live action, and they were like, no, we want to see this thing, and I was like, the kid's guy, he's got an eye patch on the whole movie, he doesn't make any pirate references, come on. But no, it turned out to be fantastic.
Now, wait a minute, so he had an eye patch on the whole movie, was it rated R?
Jesus. Moving on.
Anyway, yeah.
Do it again.
Dawson, what have you been
Do it again, see if it's funnier this time.
Yeah, before you can do that, I watched a couple movies because, you know, Halloween's right around the corner. So I've gotten full festive horror mood on lately, and I decided to go into two franchises that one of them I really love, one of them I'm kind of indifferent towards, and I'll let you decide which is which. I watched the new Final Destination movie, Final Destination Bloodlines, and it's okay. I think it's pretty good. It's a Final Destination movie, and the other franchise I watched was I finally caught Spiral, the Book of Saw, and that's Chris Rock being a cop trying to solve jigsaw traps, and it's also not great. But yeah, I'm excited to watch more horror movies coming out.
Me too!
And I, I love that season. I love all the fall, give it to me. I'm kind of like, August is the Sunday of summer. You know, I'm getting those summer, end of summer blues. I'm trying to cure it with some horror movies lately, and those two have itched the scratch for this past week, at least.
It's funny you say that. I talked before on the show about I'm on a Final Destination first-time watch-through. I finished the first three. I got three more to go, and I've stalled out a little bit, but I do need to get back on that track again. And I was just on another podcast earlier today because I have the Saw 8 film collection.
Yeah.
I've only still seen the first two of them. And rewatching that first one a couple months ago was a little wild because I saw it like right when I think I might have even seen it in theaters when it first came out. I totally didn't realize that the main villain besides Jigsaw was Ben Linus from Lost.
Yes.
Who's like from Person of Interest and Evil. And he's wonderful. And I'm completely blanking on his name. Michael Emerson. Is that him? Yeah, I think so. And he's wonderful in absolutely everything that he does. And I absolutely did not know who he was when I saw the first time. So seeing him on screen as the actual, like, real villain of the movie, a lot of fun. A lot of fun seeing him in that movie.
Yeah. Let me know. I want to know your Saw reviews as you watch these movies. Because I'm a huge Saw head, and it's always a delight to see people either get into the franchise really hard like I did or get grossed out once they start getting more money.
No, I mean, it's fair. I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous. I like the first one a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought it wasn't as good the second time seeing it recently. Some of the luster had come off of it. Maybe
interesting.
Some of the seams, I could see some of the cracks a little bit in the movie making of what it is and like some of the odd narrative choices that they made that I didn't bother me the first time when it was like a brand new property. And I've seen the second one. And it was not very good. And it's not.
I love the second one.
Here's the deal. I'm going to watch it again. Maybe my opinion will have changed. I saw it years in, like, you know, probably not long, like a year after it came out originally. So maybe 20 years ago at this point. God bless America. But I'll just say, like, I just remember watching it being like, they're doing all the things of a Saw movie, but for whatever reason, it's not quite slapping as hard. And maybe it will slap that hard. Maybe I'll change my mind completely upon the rewatch.
All right. Early prediction, I think Saw 6 is going to be your favorite.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
You give me a vibe that you're going to be a Saw 6 guy.
Okay. I don't know what that means, so I'm excited to do it. Also, with Final Destination, I'm three deep. There's no bad ones. They're goofy as heck. every single one I've saw has been at a decent level of quality. They're silly. Of course they are. But there's no bad one. There's no one I point to being like, okay, it really didn't hit there. They all hit. And I've been told 4, 5, and 6 hit too. So I'm excited to continue that series as well. It is a lot of fun. That said, I've been watching TV. I've watched the first 2 episodes of Poker Face. I know it's been out for a little bit, but that's the Natasha Lyonne as Columbo. Yeah.
She's fantastic. So
it's those first 2 episodes are wonderful. It's a Rian Johnson thing. So if you like the Glass Onion kind of vibe and you like his movies, you know, Last Jedi is what it is. But if you like the other ones that are more Rian Johnson-y, if you will, which I do, I like these movies a lot. I think you're really going to like Poker Face if you have not checked it out. That first episode with Cynthia, and I'm blanking her last name, but she plays the Wicked Witch in Wicked. She's everywhere Cynthia these Erivo. Days. Thank you. Yeah, what's her name?
Erivo,
thank you. She is in the pilot episode doing a lot, and I'm not going to say more than that. She is wonderful. Like, what a blessing. Like, it's one of those things I didn't know a lot about her other than people like her a lot. And I saw her in this one episode of Poker Face, and I came out being like, she is one of the top 3 performers going right now, maybe of the last decade. She's that good. And so high praise for me, who didn't know who she was really coming into this one episode of television. Well worth the check out. And then the second episode has Giancarlo Esposito in it. And I know y'all love him. And Katie Holmes is awesome. In it.
What?
It's 2 episodes, both of them 11 out of 10. Amazing. And I've still got like 8 or 10 more to watch. So absolutely a big fan of that. Let's do one more round and then we'll call it. Go to the end.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of watching things like, you know, they've been out for a while, I'm just going to go through a couple really quick.
Please.
We watched the Dwayne The Rock Johnson version of Jumanji 2, okay. I suppose, which was good. And then we started watching Hightown, which is it's 3 seasons in already. And it's like a cop procedural kind of thing, drugs and murder, very LGBT, and a lot of the 13-year-old Sam is like going to be like, what are you talking about? There's so much unnecessary gratuitous nudity and sex in this that I'm like, I just want to get back to the story already. Can we go on? But beyond those 2 things, the thing that we've been watching a lot lately is we saw fish. We went to the Long Beach Aquarium yesterday, which is why when Ray attempted to schedule the podcast yesterday at 9 p.m., I was like, oh God, no. I have been walking around for like 6 hours. That's not going to happen. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. If you've ever the chance to go to Long Beach, California and check out the aquarium, super cool. They have sea otters and sea lions and seals, and which is what all the kids and my wife really like the most, and the penguins. But I really like they have just a million different jellyfish of all sizes. Like they have jellyfish so small that you're like, why did you not make this a magnifying glass right here? But beyond that, super fun. They have some jellyfish that have like little lights that go through them and they, you know, are bioluminescent and stuff. It's very cool. Anyway,
that's great.
That's me.
Nice. Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Marvel Rivals lately, which has been out since December. I love that game. Blade just got added to the game, so I've been learning him and his moveset. It's so fun. It's so fun. Love Blade. Not too much to say about that game, but it's popular. People are still playing it. It's good.
It's a good Have game, a good too. Yeah, I played it. I generally enjoyed it. Again, played some Punisher, played some Squirrel Girl, enjoyed my time with it. You know, I think, there's just a certain point as you get a little older in life and start having more things going on, it's harder to play those constantly ongoing games. When I was younger, I was huge into the Call of Duty Modern Warfare. You hear about, you never survive those Modern Warfare rooms. That's because I was in them. I'll just go ahead and say it out loud. I was part of the problem, and I wear that. But that being said, I enjoyed it. It's hard for me to just keep playing an ongoing game like that one. I did have one more to mention. I got talked into watching all of an anime series on Crunchyroll called Magical Girls Raising Project. And no, it's not a show I had heard of before either, but I sort of got challenged to watch this 12 episode. Each one's about 22 minutes or so. So it's approachable. And I binged it in like a day and a half, just rolling through. It's a very watchable show. I don't have more to add other than the fact that you hear what it's called. It is, yeah, in fact, about people who turn into magical girls, like a Sailor Moon kind of vibe to it, right?
Are they not magical girls to start?
No, they become it through playing a phone video game.
Okay.
Bear with me. And then at the and it's exactly the show you think it's going to be for the entire first episode. And you're like, I get it. I get what this is. And then at the very end credits, there's a post-credit sequence. And then basically one of the characters from the phone game pops up and just says, hey, by the way, this is not what you think it is. In so many words, without spoiling what's going on. And the show becomes a very different, very dark, very violent show from that point drop forward, and doesn't really let up until the final like 5 minutes of the 12th episode.
Wow.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to. And it's a show that I would love to talk about with anybody who would like to take the plunge and give it a go. I'd understand completely why people wouldn't name alone check this one out. I just want to go out and say I liked it more. I'm not gonna say it's a top five all-time show, anything like that. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to. It's a very easy watch because they explain every plot point. It's an anime. They explain every plot point three or four times before it's important again. So you can never get lost anywhere in it. And I, you know what? It's dark as all get out. And I was into it. I did like it. So I just want to say Magical Girls Raising Project. It's on Crunchyroll right now. And I think the first five or six episodes are on YouTube as well. So you can check it out for free and see if it's something you'd be into. And I've already talked about it probably too much, but that's anybody wants to have a conversation about this thing, I'm on board. That's what I'm trying to say. Find me on Threads at Almighty Ray 316. And let's talk about some magical girls.
I'm morbidly curious about magical girls now.
And
like I said, pull up the YouTube, I suppose.
Entire first episode, you're going to be watching it and you're just going to be like, yeah, I get it. I get what this is. And like I say, that little twist at the end, they go, okay, we're, oh no. It's great. There's a lot of good story elements. They do the Lost thing with this show where they'll feature a character and then all of a sudden, like, you'll learn about their backstory and who they were before becoming a magical girl. And they have all these different varied backstories of who they were in the city and their relationships to other people. And half of them are a surprise. And I don't know. It's very good. It's good storytelling. It's better storytelling than Solo Leveling. And I know, I just made everybody mad. It is, though. I'm sorry. It is.
Right, but on.
Real quick, before we get out of here, our next battle, because that's, I know what you want to hear. We're going to be doing Wolverine versus The Witcher. Geralt of Rivia versus Logan in a brutal fight of Hunter versus other Hunter. And special guest debater is going to be Benny T from Say Word Clothing Store in Wisconsin. If you are in the greater, I believe, Milwaukee area, you should probably check out Say Word Vintage Clothing and Toys. Love their Instagram presence. Follow them there. SAYUERD. Say Word. They have some very fun content on the Instagrams. And if I lived in the Midwest or Milwaukee or Wisconsin or anywhere around there, I would go check out that store. It is my kind of store. So if you happen to be listening to this and you live around there and you haven't gone yet, go, because you can meet Benny T, a debater on the Who Would Win Masters show. Wow. You guys, what is your first thought about Wolverine versus Witcher? Matthew, you start.
Well, first of all, shout out Say Word. I have the Who Would Win Versus stand right here.
There it is.
What?
Produced by Say Word. I love this thing. They're great. And I like this matchup. I think it's fun. I don't know a ton about The Witcher. Never played those games, but I do know a lot about Wolverine. So you're repping Geralt, I'm guessing?
I will be repping Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt. And
Benny T will be repping the Wolverine.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So Benny, you got your work cut out for you because I'm going to be very scrutinizing how you represent Logan there. But yeah, I'm excited for it. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got two Michigan guys right here in me and Matthew. So any references to Wolverines, you know, we're going to be all up on it.
Go blue.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm from Michigan. And Shamproof is a Michigan guy too,
before I forget. Yeah, exactly.
I'm from Philly.
Well, you married into being a Michigan guy.
She has a big family out there. So I can't escape it.
If you're in the Midwest, go to Say Word in Wisconsin. Stay away from Michigan and don't visit me. If you're trying to do a bingo to meet all the Who Would Win Master Debaters, go to Wisconsin. Don't go. Don't come to Michigan. Almost stocks myself there.
I've been banned until I win an episode with RoboCop. So,
ooh, yeah, that's right.
We're gonna have to get RoboCop on the show sometime soon. That's what I'm definitely hearing.
I've been issued warnings by the city of Detroit by like associating with you.
And no, I get it. You know, so there, you should get tickets on your car. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Sam Proof, you're going to be judging
Stay
this episode.
Stay out of the thumb, Matthew Dawson.
What are the things you're going to be judging this episode, obviously. So what are the things you're going to be looking for walking into a Wolverine versus Witcher matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to want to know if Wolverine is wearing like the classic yellow costume or, you know, the movie. You know, how long are the shtink blades? And I think that's really, those are the only important elements of this. I feel like that's what's going down. I don't know.
So look forward to that 1 week from today. Why not?
Sweet.
Sam, go ahead and let people know how they can join the show one more time. Let them know about the links and let's get on out of here. It's been over an hour of taking up these poor people's
time.
That is
too long.
Hey, I do have a Batman Beyond trailer for you. Do you want Batman Beyond trailer?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for saying. Let's go ahead and let's put it on.
Where do you go? And no more of your lies. You had Dana on the brink of tears today.
I don't know.
I'm serious, Terry. Who are you with?
Nobody.
Please don't tell me it has something to do with the Joker's gang.
No, it doesn't. Mom, I swear, I...
Then what? What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you see it?
I see it. 12 cars, 6 Jokers, 8 citizens.
Any casualties?
No.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Joker was just the start all those years ago. The setup. His gang of adoring fans has been the reinforcement. And I, my darlings, am the punchline.
If she knows that much about the Joker, how much do you think she knows about you?
Too much.
Well, good thing she doesn't know anything about me.
What you're wearing is going to get you killed someday, and Bruce won't always be around to mourn you.
Batman was meant to be a symbol, an incorruptible message for justice. And I wanted that for you, Terry.
Where are Jason and Damian now, Bruce? Where's Dick? How'd being your little soldiers work out for them?
So this is it. This is what it's like to bring Batman to the edge.
I'm not the Batman you think I am. I am beyond him.
That was awesome.
That was great.
That was so good.
I'm super excited for the Batman Beyond show. Who's that guy playing old Batman? He sounds like a really talented performer.
I noticed that I am not in that at all, by the way. That's a...
Wait, okay. Well, I'm going to have to email it to you. Facebook isn't bad.
It's great. No, what a great trailer, Matthew Dawson. And I'm sure the people at home...
I put a lot of work into it. I'm really excited for people to hear the show. It's been a long time coming. I love Batman Beyond. The people love Batman Beyond. It's one of the most requested things we've ever gotten. So
I believe it. And for people who don't want to wait a million years for it to finally appear on the Who Would Win network, how could people listen to it sooner than that?
They should go over to the Mortalverse network where we have all the shows up already. That's where you're going to get it first. And then, I mean, at the rate of stuff that we have coming to Who Would Win, it's going to be probably years until you get Batman Beyond here. So
you'll get it eventually and you'll like
eventually
it.
Eventually you will. Yes. Just you'll.
Some people
you'll
like a slow burn.
Yeah.
Some people miss weekly new television programs. I hear.
You're just going to be so busy with the Who Would Werehog podcast that you're not even going to miss Batman Beyond.
I mean, yeah, that'll be after they binge all of the Daily Sam Eats blogs or whatever. Yeah, so it'll be good.
Also phenomenal.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, gang, and listening. And of course, join us on Facebook and Threads. And if you want to be a part of the live wrap-up audience, join us over on our Patreon, patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week for Wolverine versus The Witcher. And if you think you have what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record that 1-minute video demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And don't leave a comment asking how to do that, because we tell you every show. And maybe we'll see you in the Challenger's chair next time for Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof. Stay strong.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.
Sup, everyone. Brian here, host of the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. It's a trivia-style podcast focusing on TV and movies. Listen in for questions like, what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? What do you say to view the Marauder's map? What are Tony Stark's last words to Thanos in Avengers Endgame? And where does Ron Burgundy say he is when he calls the news station sobbing from a phone booth? I've covered The Office, Harry Potter, Marvel, Will Ferrell movies, Lord of the Rings, and more, with even more on the way. So play along to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more trivia.
Are you a geek who likes sports?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, we hope it is good. Welcome to another edition of Geeks Who Like Sports. The Yankees really kind of mailed it in. She's the Goblin Queen. Like, yeah. It's legit. Football 101. Take what the defense gives you.
The NBA All-Star Game is fake. The Emperor would absolutely throw Vader under the bus.
Listen or watch Geeks Who Like Sports on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.